Today's 48 way is called in Hebrew Ohev et ha-tzedakot. Tzedakot means the right things. The way is literally translated love doing the right things. As we have previously mentioned, love comes from appreciating virtues. Love doing the right things means to take pleasure from appreciating the value of leading a righteous life, a life filled with doing obligations. That isn't so easy. You know you have to fulfill obligations. Ask yourself, how much on a scale of 1 to 10 do you feel that you need to be doing the right things in your life, the moral obligations that make you a good person? Most likely you would answer 10 or close to 10. Human beings need to know that they're doing the right thing. It hurts us inside if we feel we aren't good people. But then ask yourself, how much on a scale of 1 to 10 do you enjoy doing the right things? You know you need to give charity, that's part of being a good person. But do you get more pleasure from giving that money to charity or going on vacation with it? For most of us, the first number is greater than the second. We appreciate we need to do the right thing, but we don't always enjoy it. We look for opportunities to escape obligations. If someone else will help my friend move his house, let him do it. If someone else will step in to give charity to that poor family, let them get the mitzvah. When we live like that, it causes problems. The soul wants to do the right thing, but the body holds back. We find excuses not to do the right thing, or we do it and we feel resentful about it. In order to truly make use of your desire to be good, you have to learn to love and take pleasure in doing something because it's the right thing. How do you do that? There are some times when you naturally feel the pleasure of doing the right thing. You found someone's wallet and called him to return it, or the waiter left out of the invoice one of the things you had in your restaurant meal, and you told him so he could charge you the proper amount. What is that pleasure that we feel when we do something right? It is the third of the five levels of pleasure to be good. By doing good, we're being like God. The connection with God you get by being like him is a serious pleasure. This is a heavy pleasure that we are willing to sacrifice other things for, including the pleasure of love. Nelson Mandela gave up a lot of time with his family to spend 26 years in prison for his cause. In his memoirs, he talked about the pain this gave him. But certainly he wouldn't have wanted to redo his life to have given up his cause to spend more time with his family. Jews living in Israel understand the power of this also. When there is a war, soldiers in reserve units show up to fight even when they have the option to avoid service. So why does our body resist doing more things to get that heavy pleasure? Rav Noach used to illustrate this issue with a story about a Circle Line cruise around Manhattan. On vacation, you take the cruise, one of New York's tourist attractions. Someone next to you leans over too far and falls in the murky and polluted East River. You're a good swimmer and you dive into the polluted, sewage-infested water. After struggling with the panicked, drowning person who fell in and taking some mouthfuls of water yourself, you get him into the lifeboat. Your first reaction is, why did God do this to me? Direct my vacation. All you want to do is get back and take a shower. But if someone would ask you years later, what was your most memorable vacation, you immediately would think back to that one. You saved a life, and even now you keep in contact with the man and his children. The problem we have with doing good is that it is painful. If we focus on the pain and not the pleasure, we don't want to do it. Once the pain is over, we can feel the pleasure and realize how heavy it is. Remember 48 way number 25, accepting pain. Pain is not the opposite of pleasure. Pain and pleasure go together. Pain is the price you pay for pleasure. So make up your mind that you'll take the pain that comes with the pleasure of doing the right thing, and don't wait until the pain is over to appreciate the pleasure. Notice the pleasure while you are doing it. So what obligations can you work on taking pleasure in? Start with clear obligations. In Western society, the only obligations people really appreciate are to help people and not hurt them. So you can certainly start with those. Love and do things for your parents, your spouse, your children. Help your friends and your community. But there are obligations to others that we often aren't so aware of. Gratitude, having appreciation for those who love us and help us, is an obligation. Acting with integrity, even in situations that might be a financial loss to us. Being honest in our dealings with other people. Showing real care and concern for others, even when we can't ourselves alleviate their situation. Making an effort to be involved with fixing up our community or fixing up the world. We also have obligations to ourselves, to learn Torah so we can live our lives with wisdom. Not to waste time so we get the most out of our lives. To take care of our health, to support ourselves and not depend on the community. Finally, we have obligations to God. We need to appreciate what he has given us and be loyal to his cause and his people. Anytime we fulfill a Torah commandment, pray, return a lost object, put on tefillin or tzitzis, keep Shabbos, we can get the pleasure of doing good. By learning to focus on the pleasure of doing good instead of the pain, we can increase our ability to do good. People who do good because they have to are still good people, but the pain of doing it will limit what they do. For a person to be great, he or she has to be willing to do a lot of good, which will take a lot of pain. People who do good because they desire to won't be crushed by that pain and will accomplish a lot more.